This is a Corolla GR Core. Explain to folks what that is.
Yeah, so this is a kind of, I guess, you know, the hot hatch name, Dad, has kind of become a little bit more popular over the years, right? You know, there's quite a few different few or quite a few cars in that segment these days, and that's basically what Toyota has done here, right? They have created a Corolla hot hatch, which doesn't have like an immense amount of horsepower. It's not like super, super crazy, which it's also not super crazy expensive either.
No,
I will
not
say that. That's a great thing about this car. But ultimately, yeah, that's basically what Toyota's done here. They've made this car really, really fun to drive. They've put a manual in it, right? If I'm correct in saying
yes,
that.
Yes, you're right.
You and I both got a little bit of time in it, and it was really surprising.
No, it really is. And for those of you listening, six-speed transmission, which you don't find a manual very often. In fact, that was one of the things I was shocked at with this car, was actually had a manual transmission. It's a three-cylinder turbocharged engine. So some of you are thinking, okay, how can that make any kind of horsepower? But believe it or not, it actually does. The car's got a little bit of a different too, Richard. Exhaust, I guess would be the best way to say it. It's got a little bit of a rumble to it. And I know for a three-cylinder, again, people are thinking, guys, it's a three-cylinder. How could this thing have any kind of power at all? But believe it or not, it actually does, and the car works phenomenally well.
It does. You know, it's got 300 horsepower, I believe. All-wheel drive, too, Dad, which for here in our area is something that's great because you can kind of buy this car, and obviously depending on how much snow we get, right?
Right.
You can drive this car year-round.
This is a competitor. So a lot of people listening maybe don't know this, but this is more of a competitor to the Subaru, the Impreza, you know, their hot little Impreza that they've got. This is a competition to that, only about, I think, Richard, if my numbers are correct, it's about 10K less money.
Yeah, I mean, you can get this car. The one we drove, Dad, was the Core, which starts out about $37,000. They've got some special editions that push this car over $50,000, but you can get the car we drove with the, you know, kind of a lot of the same features and stuff for about $40,000, like you say, you know, saves you about 10K. You get the Toyota. That exhaust is a fun car to drive. Honestly, it was just a fun car to drive.
It really
right?
was.
Kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Now, it's not the biggest thing in the world. You're going to lose on space. Or there's other different cars in the segment. But with it being a hatch, you still get a decent amount of room.
You do.
In the rear, right?
You do. No, I had the seats down, got quite a bit of stuff loaded in the back. Even with the seats up, you can get a considerable amount in the back. I mean, this is one of these cars where, by the way, if there's, you know, two people, for example, you want to throw some luggage, some golf bags, different things like that, have the back seats, you know, folded down. I mean, is this a full four-person car? On a short trip, yeah, but really this is designed for two people. Lay the back seat down, fill it full of the gear you want, and go have fun.
Well, you said it best, and that's the thing. Is this the car you can buy for relatively inexpensively, all things considered based on the cars today, right, and how much cars are being sold for. You can buy this car without fear of, you know, breaking your bank. It gets great fuel economy. That's
yes,
the
it
other
does.
Thing. It's the manual. But again, Dad, for a car that's got 300 horsepower, you put that thing in sort of you don't even have to put it in sport mode, right? You can control a lot of it being a manual transmission
right.
car. It was just a fun
In
car
sport
drive.
Mode, it's a rocket, though. I will say that. It is a little rocket.
Well, I will say this, folks. When you called me and kind of told me we had it, I was like, oh, you know, kind of a fun car. And then you got in it, and you were incredibly surprised by just overall the car itself, how well it worked, how well it ran. And I'll just be honest, that Toyota is not known for its performance-based vehicles, right?
No.
Reliability, consistency, things
right.
like that. This car sort of changes the game a little bit, and that it kind of enters into that world for not an exorbitant price at all.
Yep, that's right. So, guys, go check this vehicle out. If it's something you're interested in, want a nice little sporty car, can't afford a full-bore sports car, this thing really fills that gap, if you would, is probably the best way to say it. Go check it out at your local Toyota dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.